Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a line drive towards short. Suter catches it and throws to first to double up Stevens. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Helf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Handley reaches second base with a double. Suter goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Handley moves to third. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Handley scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-1 in the game. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Handley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-1 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchilden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchilden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchilden is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchilden strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-2 in the game. Locatello hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. McCuskey moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McCuskey. Christman reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Lobbs scores. Judnick moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Hank Helf. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick scores. Christman scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-2 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Mancuso now catching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Suter reaches second base with a double. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Russ Derry pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Handley steals second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Savage now pitching. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-3 in the game. Locatello takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCuskey bunts towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Locatello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Handley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.